Hi, everyone. I'm Charlie Boyd, and welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast. Before we begin today's content, I wanted just to say thanks for supporting us here at Fellowship Greenville with your gifts and generosity. Because of your giving, we get to share resources like this podcast with you to help reach you wherever you are in your life with Jesus. If you'd like to support the ministry of Fellowship Greenville, you can head to fellowshipgreenville.org/give to get started. Thanks so much for your support, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, Fellowship family. Welcome to the newest podcast. It's a crime podcast. It's not really
real
a crime.
FG crime stories.
Yes, that would be fantastic. Actually, it is not that, but this is Jason Malone with my good friend Matt Rexford, and
we're
here for our quarterly update. It is the Jesus on Display quarterly update, whatever quarter this is.
Four of them a year, right?
Yeah.
Let's try quarter of the year.
That's exactly right. And Matt, I think we probably have some first-time listeners, callers. Mm-hmm. You can't call into the podcast.
That's right.
But listeners. And would you tell them what
if
this podcast
if they have any clues to the
about?
Crime, they should call in, though,
yeah,
so we can
totally
get
should.
Right after it.
Yep.
Yeah, Jesus on Display podcast, basically, I'll say 20 to 30 minutes. It's encouragement for your daily commute. You could listen to it on your drive. We got some storytelling, discussions on the power of storytelling, stories of grace from some of our people, and then we have quarterly church updates like this one.
And this is the only one, to my knowledge, maybe a few others. No, this is the only one. But it's pretty special.
This one?
Because
it's audio and video?
That's exactly right.
And they get to see our beautiful faces.
Well,
although, I would like to say today that I feel like I dressed up a little.
Yeah.
For those listening, I'm wearing a nice salmon pullover.
It is very salmon.
And I feel like you just came in like a hoodie, like a golf hoodie.
It is a golf hoodie.
You're kind of unshaven. I just feel like you should plan ahead a little
bit. This is my regular Tuesday stubble.
Does not shave a lot.
Jason, I just shave on Saturdays, Saturday evening.
That's an interesting factoid about Jason.
Yeah, it's a true story. And I'm not a very hairy person. So
through the week, it just grows.
Yeah.
Looks haggard, and then Saturday cleans up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Your hair looks good, though. My hair could use a freshen up, and your hair looks better.
I just
so I'm
going
to give you
cut
that.
Yesterday, it's a two on the sides right now. We're blending it in, trying to part it over a little bit more.
I go one and a half.
Okay. All of that to say, we're really glad that you tuned in today to hear about the happenings of all things Fellowship Greenville.
Very glad. It's exciting.
It is very exciting, and I want to get right to it.
Okay.
And I want us to talk a little bit about Adams Mill. People might be going, oh, these guys are still talking about Adams Mill. But that's because we're getting ready to get going. It's getting ready.
It's real.
To launch.
Real.
Yeah. We just had the open house, Matt. Tell everybody about that. Maybe you couldn't be there, but it looks like a lot of people were there. About the open house we had at the end of February.
We had a fun time. We had two sessions on a Sunday night. And the first session, it's like everybody told their brother and them, and they came out. So it was standing room only.
It was standing room
for
only.
A little time of singing and prayer vision. There was parking on the curb room only.
Yeah.
There was cars
no
everywhere.
Spots. Yeah.
And it was lovely. And then the second session was two-thirds, three-quarter.
Yeah.
Full of people, and the youth students came down and hung out and prayed in their area. So it was a great night. Lots of energy.
It was over 1,000 people there.
Wow.
Now, we know that not all 1,000 people are planning to attend there.
Right. I just want to see it,
but let's
perhaps
segue into this. We've been asking how many of you are thinking about attending. And between adults and kids, over 750 of you have said, we're in. We're going to go to Adamsville.
Have indicated a strong interest or commitment to go. That's really
with
cool.
A couple of hundred other people going, maybe.
Not sure yet.
And if they came to the open house, I bet half of the maybies went, probably so.
So that's a,
it's a
promising
great number
start.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then here at Highway 14, there's going to be space available for new people to also come and be a part of our church family because people are going down there. And I think we're really, really excited about it. March 30th, opening Sunday morning, we're going to have two services. They're going to be at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, just like the service times here at Highway 14. Maybe remind the people about why we're differentiating in the name, like Highway 14.
Differentiating, yeah.
Why? Just because
there'll be two separate places, and it's real easy to just say this name. So the Highway 14, that will be the campus here that you're used to and know, and
that's
that Adams Mill will be called Adams Mill.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of easy to say it. We know, everybody, that they're both kind of on Highway 14, but technically,
the
address of
address
it is on Adams Mill Road, so let's not be picky.
Yeah,
you know, it's Highway 14. It's Adams Mill, and we'll go with that for a while.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I don't want to rush past it.
I'm not trying to.
No, you don't even know what I'm getting ready to say next.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to rush past that. We have a great opportunity now to invite people to be a part of Fellowship Greenville. There really is going to be space.
If you were ever worried about parking or finding a seat.
Like I'm going to invite somebody and all the kids' rooms are full. Well, now there's room. Mm-hmm. Now, the way there's really going to be room is if we have all of our kids' rooms open. Again, another segue. That's three segues in 5 minutes that I've just pulled out, which I feel like it's pretty sharp.
It's a lot of segues.
The segue being, this is a great opportunity for all of us that are not serving in some capacity to jump in and serve. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the first impression team. Maybe you're a friendly person. And you want to say, good morning. I'm so glad that you're here today.
Great to see you. Here's some coffee.
Maybe you've got great hand-eye coordination and you can direct traffic to find a proper parking spot. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have always secretly wanted to be a barista and you can come in and you can make coffee.
Make a few lattes.
Yeah. So that's the first impression team. And then you also have the FG Kids ministry. And there's we need a lot of folks that are willing to jump in because FG Absolutely. Kids does not run just but with a few people. It's hundreds and hundreds of people.
Lot.
And so if you've been looking for an opportunity to jump in, this would be your time. And I would just lovingly say, I feel like everybody should be doing something. Now, we're not saying what the something is, but if this is your place, jump in and serve. Serve those who serve you.
If we had a little tagline, we could say, serving, it's good for you, it's good for us. How about that?
Yeah.
Thought of that? You like that?
No, yeah, I like that a lot.
Serving, it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's good for your heart to serve other people.
Uh-huh. Biblical.
And it's good for us.
Also biblical.
Yeah, when we all jump in.
Galatians 6.
Mm-hmm. I heard a message on that recently.
Yeah.
That was pretty
good. Do good. Especially to
the household of faith, which is
known as Fellowship Greenville in this instance. Is how we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. That was the segue that we wanted to put
out. It's like
there
a downtown tour. There's a lot of segues.
Yeah.
You get that?
I just got it. Made me laugh a little bit. Matt. I just
say my name for emphasis.
I did. I just had a physical, my yearly physical.
Oh, good
physical.
Job. Way to take care of yourself.
And I put it off a little longer. I used to do my physical in the fall. And leading up to my physical, I try to do some real healthy eating to fool the doctor. And
not for myself.
No. It's to fool the doctor
to
and the
fool
people.
The blood tests.
Yeah, the blood work.
I do appreciate that about you.
But what I realized after a few years of doing that in the fall was it's college football season. And I don't want to eat healthy in college football season. So I'm just, if you've been following my journey, my health journey, I moved it to the 1st of March because the only thing you really have to still be pretty good and eat healthy in the midst of that might be difficult is the Super Bowl. There's no other sporting event that I feel like I need to watch and eat unhealthy.
Do you allow yourself any splurges? Or are you just like...
No, I'm pretty disciplined with it.
You have a lot more self-control than me. It's great.
But what was very encouraging is my cholesterol, again, my tricked out cholesterol, continued to hold steady. The doctor actually said, whatever you've been doing, keep doing that.
He said brown rice and chicken. Yeah. All right, got it.
Got it. I'll keep eating brown rice and chicken 8 weeks before I come see you for the rest of my life. So, how are you?
Congratulations.
You look like $1 million. How are you feeling?
It's my salmon pullover.
Yeah.
That's private information.
It's true.
It's HIPAA. Yeah. I don't want to go into it. I haven't had my physical yet, so
but
I don't really know how the
right?
cholesterol numbers
it's scheduled,
are.
Right?
It is scheduled. I actually got a call from the doctor today at lunch, and they told me, your physical's too close to your last physical. You might have to move it. Even though I thought you could have it every calendar year. Like if you wanted to have it in November and then in February, I thought that was your decision. But that's neither here nor there. I'm boring the people.
I want to say this. If you're married and your husband is reluctant to go to the doctor and just get checked out, this is your opportunity, ladies, to look at your husband and go, Jason and Matt are getting yearly physicals. Mm-hmm. You need to go get checked out.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's working like it should be working. So feel free to use our names if you want your spouse to get in there and get a little bit of a checkup. Let me tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm into taking some supplements and vitamins. Obviously, I take an allergy pill on the regular.
Okay.
Especially with allergy season being upon us. Do you take an allergy pill?
I do the nose spray.
Oh, can't do that. Wake up with the sweats. True story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one time I did a nose spray, and I woke up, and I was like, I think I just got out of a swimming pool.
I mean,
was I swimming? Yeah, I can't do the nose spray, so I just take a pill. and I take my barley green, obviously. Whole body health.
Not obviously. What else? What's unique? What supplements?
I've been taking a little magnesium.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At night, I've been taking magnesium with melatonin and just sleeping like
Sounds
a
like
baby.
A sleeping pill.
Yeah, yeah. It is fantastic.
Zinc, right?
I got some zinc in there, too. There's some B12 during the day to give me a little bit of energy. I'm just really into the vitamins and the supplements right now. Now, listen. I know some of you out there are health nuts, and you're probably rolling your eyes. And you go, this guy has no idea. It's supposed to be good. It's good stuff. It's good for me.
It's true. We have no idea.
We actually don't have any idea. Yeah. But I'm cutting down on my fried chicken and my macaroni and cheese.
I'm proud of you. As you've gotten older, you've changed a little.
I just wanted to take a little brief segment and talk about that. Let's bring it back. We've been doing a sermon series now since August through the book of Galatians. And the letter that saved the church. That was the tagline that we did.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And it's just been a very encouraging series. I talked about this a couple of Sundays ago now. Just the stories that we're hearing of folks. Not just that they like it, although that's nice when people say they like a series. They're actually sharing about how life change and transformation is taking place in their life as a result of not just listening to the teaching of the Word, but walking in step with the Spirit, Galatians 5. Walking in step with the Spirit, and so that has been incredibly encouraging to us. And so thanks for sharing those stories. I know that it takes time and effort to pass some of that stuff along to us, but we're always thankful to hear how the Spirit of God through the Word of God in the midst of the people of God is working in your life. So thanks for taking the time to do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to briefly give people a preview because we do that here on the podcast. This is insider information for those of the folks, for the folks that tune in. There's a couple of different things coming up. Obviously, Easter's coming up a little later this year. We'll talk more about that momentarily, Easter specifically. And there's Palm Sunday before Easter. But when we open up Adams Mill, we're going to have a two-week mini series entitled Multiplication
Essentials.
And Charlie's going to teach at Highway 14, and I'm going to teach at Adams Mill on March the 30th. And then we're going to flip it, and I'm going to teach at Highway 14, and he's going to teach at Adams Mill. And I'm going to be talking about gospel humility, and he's going to be talking about gospel unity. And the Lord has been kind and gracious to allow me in the past to be a part of a church that multiplied on multiple occasions. And just discovering over time, like, two essentials for multiplication, healthy multiplication to actually take place is keeping at the forefront unity, which has already been given to us in and through Jesus Christ, and humility. And so I'm looking forward to being able to take a couple of weeks to do that. Then we have Good Friday. Then we have Easter. Then we're going to do a few weeks on life in the Spirit. We wanted to unpack that a little bit more, especially rolling out of Galatians. We thought that felt pretty good. So that's what we're going to be doing. And for those of you that are wondering, and because we get this question, when are we going to do Royalty Part 3? The answer to that is we're still doing it, and we're still doing it in 2025. We're going to kick off the school year with that. So we'll be doing that in the fall.
Solomon. Royalty.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be fantastic. Matt, take a moment. Share with the people about ways that they can get plugged in. We don't want to assume that people know how to take their next step in belonging here at Fellowship Greenville. Give them the multitude of ways.
Be glad to. Let's say you have just been here for 2 or 3 weeks, or perhaps you've been here for 2 years and you're still like, I like it here on Sundays, but I'm not sure how to go a little deeper. First place, we would love for you to go to Starting Point. We have one about every month.
We really do.
Yeah, except for maybe major holidays. We have like 10 of them a year. So there's always one coming in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Start at Starting Point. You get to hear about the church for 90 minutes, kind of get an overview of Here's what it means to serve. Here's what it means to live a life of worship. Here's what it means for community.
You share your story a little bit, too. It's not just listening to us for 90 minutes.
You get to hang around a table and eat free food and meet some other people.
That's exactly right. A lot of our ministry team's there. It's a great time to meet a lot of our team here.
Yeah. So out of Starting Point, there'll be a few pathways you could go down. We have other environments called FG Serve or FG Community that will teach you more about what it means to give your life away in service and plug in somewhere, yeah, or to gather with a group of believers and live life in community. And then down the road, you might go, I love it here. This is my place. And we have church membership. So we just had a membership class last Sunday night.
It was
that
wonderful.
Jason can tell us about.
Well, there were over 100 people there, and all of them interested in getting more information about actually belonging here and, yeah, saying, this is my church family officially. And we love that. Membership night is a wonderful time. And out of that dinner, if you're interested in actually becoming a member, you set up a time to meet with one of our pastors, one of our elders, share a little bit of your story of grace, ask any questions that you might have about Fellowship Greenville that haven't been answered yet, but you've already been in these other environments where most things have probably been answered. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love membership. It's one of my favorite nights, and the Lord continues to bring people around who aren't interested in just attending, but actually belonging,
investing,
and vesting, mm-hmm, and serving and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a wonderful time, and we'll have another one in the fall.
So we do two memberships a year right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right, that was a good recap of how people.
I appreciate it. I think I'm getting pretty good at that one. But
I'm surprised that you're so clear-headed with everything you've got going on in your life right now.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about, so let's find out.
Not just all the ministry things, and there are so many ministry things, but we're entering into a pretty busy season where you shape and mold the young minds of Simpsonville kids in regards to
coaching baseball. I wondered where this was going.
Now
March,
you know.
Madness? What are we talking about?
Nope. Talk about
baseball.
Yeah,
we're in a new season, and we are 12U, so the boys are getting a little older.
Yep.
They're pitching.
Yeah.
What I've enjoyed is, since I've coached for a few years now, I have 6 boys on my team of 11,
yeah,
that I've known before. That's
nice.
I've known some of them like since kindergarten, since T-ball. So it's really cool to see them growing up. You know, some of them are like, you know, young men now hitting I almost got nailed 3 times throwing batting practice the other day. They're really smacking the ball.
It's tough out there. Can you give us your team name this year? What are you going to be?
Well, don't know yet. We were given the color purple.
Okay.
Yay.
But also, you could just be called the color purple.
That's true.
Could be
musical
your team
reference.
Name. It could be a musical reference. That's exactly right.
Or a movie reference. We don't have a name yet. We've only practiced 3 or 4 times. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
First blush. Pretty good team, or are you guys going to struggle?
Oh, I thought you were names.
No.
I feel like, yeah, we got 3 or 4 pitchers who are throwing strikes.
Okay, that's key, especially 12.
The boys are hitting the ball
pretty
hard. I think we have some fielding work to do,
okay,
and I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'm not no baseball genius, but I can
help
them with fielding.
Will you tell the fellowship friends and family what your overall record is coaching baseball? Are you one of those guys that actually know your win-loss?
Don't care. Don't know. trying to grow up young men with baseball skills and life skills, Jason, okay? I boiled it down to 2 things this year.
Here we go.
I boiled it down to focus and attitude. That's what I see that these young men need.
That's exactly right.
You got to focus very intensely in baseball for periods.
Yep.
This is not basketball where you're like, constant action. You just can't have your head in the clouds
That's
when
right.
the ball's hit to you. You got to focus at times. And then just attitude. You can't throw a temper tantrum when you strike out, when you don't get to play a certain position you want. So a lot that goes with positive attitude and perspective. We're trying to teach them life skills here.
Yes, you are. And I loved baseball growing up. It was my favorite sport, and my dad coached me. A lot of wonderful memories. And because of focus and attitude, I, all these years later, am very disciplined for 8 weeks before I get my cholesterol checked. So that's
how it
ties in.
Maybe you could come in and do a talk for the boys.
That's how it ties in. You got to focus in. Brown rice and chicken, kids. And then your cholesterol goes down. So, yeah, this will be something they'll use for the rest of their life.
That's
100%.
Right.
All right, let's talk about Easter. That's really where I was leading.
Easter's!
Lots going on, not just baseball.
Easter is right around the corner, later than normal. It's,
April 20th.
Rotating around. So, yeah, this year's a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Talk to the folks about what we're doing for Easter this year, because we'll be in two spots.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Adams Mill will be open. We have a Good Friday service at the Highway 14 campus at 7 o'clock.
There's just going to be one Good Friday service.
I'm not rushing past it. I hadn't even gotten done saying it yet. So how would I be rushing past it?
It's fair.
Good Friday service, 7 p.m., Highway 14 only, but both auditoriums are going to be open. So
that's right.
That means everyone's welcome here. Adams Mill campus would come here for the Good Friday service.
That's exactly right. That's what we're saying. Yep.
So that's Good Friday at 7. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to do a Saturday night Easter service. Mm-hmm.
Just one.
5 p.m.
At 5 p.m.
And that'll be at Highway 14 as well, just to handle the amount of people that usually come out for Easter.
That's right.
And then Easter Sunday, 9 and 11. Everywhere.
Both locations.
Adams Mill and Highway 14, 9 and 11, all the auditoriums. So all those details on the web, mm-hmm. the app, all that.
And the banners that will be out by the road banners. As you fly by at a very modest speed of whatever the
trying
speed limit
those
is.
Banners.
Trying to read the banners. That's exactly right. So just for a recap, one Good Friday service here at Highway 14, 7 o'clock. One Saturday Easter service here at Highway 14, 5 o'clock. Four Sunday morning Easter services, two at Adams Mill, two at Highway 14, both of them 9 and 11 o'clock.
It's really six services if you go by the auditoriums. But
oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Don't confuse everybody.
Thanks for the recap.
Yep, I just wanted to
recap. I thought I did it nicely and slowly.
You did a great job.
I guess it needed a redo. I don't even know why I come to these.
Even in a 45-minute message, let's say, maybe 50 if I'm teaching, people only get about seven. They only hear about 7 minutes of it, and it's not consecutive. It's mm-hmm. just over the course of time. That's the reason. Maybe they tuned out, and yeah. I just wanted to recap it.
Well, then, okay, whatever.
Here's two things that we would ask of everybody. Right?
Yes. First one, invite somebody.
Yeah, invite someone to come to Easter service with you.
Yeah, your neighbor, your coworker, family,
classmate,
friend. People you meet at the grocery store.
Teammate.
Yep.
So there's a lot of different ways. And then the other thing we would ask you to do, if this is your place, if this is your home, would you serve in some capacity? It takes a whole lot of people serving in a whole lot of ways mm-hmm. for us to have this many Easter weekend services. So please sign up to serve in some capacity. Be ready to do that. And then invite someone to come and worship with you as well. All right? The last thing I have here in my notes, Matthew, is about baptism coming up. We have a baptism service. We do this every spring. It mm-hmm. is one of our favorite Sundays. It's going to be on May the 18th.
Love it. Yep. What you need to know is that we have a baptism class before that date that we need you to attend and just understand what baptism is all about and how we can help you craft your story for that day. So that is coming up the week after Easter. So it's a little ways away, but just put on your radar. April 27th is a baptism class to get ready for the May 18th baptism.
Yep. So these are the important things we needed to let everybody know about.
Just 24 minutes of important things.
Mm-hmm. With a few other things about general health and baseball season. That's really what we covered.
We always throw in some extras.
Yeah, we do. Hey, sure. We're thankful for you. We are super thankful for what the Lord is doing in our midst. We're thankful for how people are being so generous. Not just in their regular giving here to Fellowship Greenville, but above and beyond with all things Adams Mill and Upstate Church Collective and benevolence and missions. Man, our heart is encouraged. We do believe that the Lord has blessed us, but he's blessed us to be a blessing. We see ourselves as a resource church here in the upstate of South Carolina and beyond, and we are able to be that type of church when all of us are being the church and living with our hands open. So thank you for how you're doing that, not just financially, but also in with your time and how you're serving. Again, we've talked about it in a couple of different ways over the past several weeks. It's going to take all of us serving in some capacity. It's going to take all of us that call this church family, our church family, serving this church family as we launch Adams Mill. And so if you're not serving in some capacity, would you please prayerfully consider joining in? Fit team, tech team, FG Kids, student ministry, just a plethora of ways that you could get involved and we would greatly appreciate it if you would. And we'll continue to celebrate together what the Lord is doing in us and through us as we continue to walk in step with the Spirit. We love you. We are for you. Matthew, what would you like to say to the people as they finish? As
That's
we finish up the
everything
podcast,
everything I was going to say.
You were going to say all those
he
things.
He said it all. I was just saying pretty much word for word. Thanks for joining us. We got a new comms team member behind the camera today. Jake's putting this together. Just say hi, Jake, real loud.
Hello.
Hello, says Jake.
I like him a
Welcome
lot.
Welcome to him.
Yeah, yes. He's doing a fantastic job from Pennsylvania back in the day.
He was raised in Pennsylvania. Yep.
And we're glad to have him on our team here at Fellowship Greenville. All right, God bless you, everybody. Wherever you're continuing to drive, be safe, focused in, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel. We would greatly appreciate that.
Head to the doctor, fellas.
Yeah, fellas, get to the doctor. Get everything checked out. All right, see you, bye.
The Jesus on Display podcast is produced right here at Fellowship Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Follow and share this podcast with anyone who might be interested or curious about our church community or how storytelling unites us and helps us feel more connected. To actively keep up with what's going on at our church community, head to our website at fellowshipgreenville.org. Follow us on all social media platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in. Grace and peace to you for your week, and we'll see you next time.